Well, I thought we were going to hear John Jervis to start off our morning, but we're having a little problem with the computer. We'll blame it on that. So let's go ahead with the next music by Henry Purcell, The Gordian Knot Untied, on Kansas Public Radio. Music from The Gordian Knot Untied by Henry Purcell. The Gordian Knot is one of friendship. With true friendship, it can never be untied. La Stravaganza performing that. Stay tuned for John Jervis next on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Good Monday morning to you. I'm Cordelia Brown. Tried to play some holiday tunes that some of the very few recordings that John Jervis was ever able to make, and they didn't quite agree with, I don't know, John in the great hereafter must have thought, play something else. So if you look at my Facebook page, my name is Cordelia Brown in Lawrence, Cordelia Brown. I just posted the playlist of this CD, which is an old Memorex CD, the kind you used to record at home. And in John's very own handwriting, on a legal letter pad, he's written out what these tunes are. Let's hear a few of them. John Jervis on KPR. Thank you to John Jervis and to Howard and to Roger, who helped John get those few things recorded of all the millions of tunes he played. And in his life, we just have a few recordings that we treasure here in the KPR studios. Do you remember John? Well, everybody knew John. He cut quite a figure in Lawrence, walking about town, always walking. Sometimes he would walk to where he taught in Ottawa, at teaching guitar at Ottawa University. Always walking, wearing a black suit with his flowing white hair behind him, always wearing black pants, a white shirt, and a black jacket, and a battered guitar case. John Jervis, a local guitarist who enlightened so many. He knew so much about so many different things. We heard some Renaissance tunes and a Handel, Passepied, and the last one was by Toroba, a Fandango little piece. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until noon. Let's hear Five Impressions of a Holiday. This is for flute, cello, and piano by Eugene Gosens on KPR. Eugene Gosens' Five Impressions of a Holiday for flute, cello, and piano with the Huntington Trio here on KPR. Next, In Dulce Jubilo, medley played by the Philadelphia Brass Ensemble. Good morning. Support for classical music on KPR comes mostly from you. And from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring special exhibitions showcasing art of the sea, regional artists, and the Sacred Red Rock. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. And from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas. Offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. It's KPR. The Philadelphia Brass Ensemble with a medley of holiday tunes. They call the set In Dulce Jubilo. We have some more holiday music coming up. Oh, in about an hour, we'll be listening to a Christmas fantasy carol medley. But mainly, the jewel in the crown this coming hour is Pictures at an Exhibition, Modest Mussorgsky, as orchestrated by Stokowski. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com. And from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. It's Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, Michael Sullivan reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 230 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. Good morning. It's 10:04. This is KPR. Handel, the Harmonious Blacksmith, variations from one of the keyboard suites, the fifth, book one. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. We'll have Aaron Harlap next before we have Modest Mussorgsky, and then a traditional fantasy choral medley this hour. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR. Support for the classical music on KPR comes from Neuvaunt House of Lawrence. Two houses on one campus designed for individuals living with Alzheimer's and dementia and those requiring advanced physical care. Neuvaunt House of Lawrence is online at neuvaunthouse.com. And from Miscellany's, now hosting events from 25 people to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Miscellany's.com. Hanukkah starts this coming weekend at sundown on Sunday and then goes through December 22nd. So here's a little bit early music, but this is called Music for the Festival of Lights. This is a recording from 1999 of John Wesley Strickler and the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. That was the Topeka Symphony a few years back. Well, December of 1999, John Wesley Strickler led the Topeka Symphony Orchestra through Aaron Harlap's Music for the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah beginning next weekend. Still to come, a Christmas fantasy carol medley. Coming up next hour, Dvorak's tuneful 12th string quartet, The American. Also, John Adams, Short Ride in a Fast Machine. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike. For unlimited admission to the zoo year-round, details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. Next, one of the greatest pieces ever, Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. And this is the Stokowski arrangement. Stokowski was kind of funny when he talked about Raphael's orchestration of this. He thought it was too French. So he did it his own way. And here are these pictures at an exhibition. It was music that Mussorgsky wrote to describe some paintings exhibited by a friend of his who, the friend had just died, and it was kind of a memorial viewing of the photos. And the theme that you hear at the very beginning, that's the promenade theme. See, that's us. That's us going into the museum. And then when you hear it between the music describing the paintings, that's us walking to the next painting. This is the Cleveland Orchestra now on KPR. We've just heard the Cleveland Orchestra, directed by Oliver Knussen, in the Leopold Stokowski arrangement of Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Next, we'll have a Christmas fantasy carol medley on KPR. This is the John Foster Black Dyke Mills Band with the Huddersfield Choral Society. Some English performance now on KPR. Great spirit in that singing, a Christmas fantasy carol medley. Music from Yorkshire, the John Foster Black Dyke Mills Band and the Huddersfield Choral Society. My boss asked me to mention this. It's not important. The music's most important, but this is my last week at KPR. Happily, I'm retiring, and the best person in the world is going to take over, Destiny Ann Mermagan. She'll be your music director next week for Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much.
It's Michelle Martin.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, that's KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus, you can hear the very same thing on KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at KansasPublicRadio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor, or email us at legacy@KansasPublicRadio.org. More music in 3 minutes. It's KPR.
Live from Edmonton, it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. Here's something by John Adams with a great title, Short Ride in a Fast Machine. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales. We've just had a Short Ride in a Fast Machine, courtesy of composer John Adams. It's about 11:09. Good morning. Next, we have Dvorak's American String Quartet, and then a Bach Part 1 of the Christmas Oratorio. A bit early, but there are quite a few of the parts of the Christmas Oratorio, so we have time to do quite a few before December 25th. Before we hear the Dvorak, let's take a look at the forecast. Looks like the Lawrence forecast. It's not been updated, so it means probably the same thing. Today, it's supposed to be mostly sunny with a high of 41. Tonight's low, 29. And tomorrow, sounds better, mostly sunny with a high of 56. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Here's a recording from the 2022 Sunflower Music Festival of the String Quartet No. 12 in F Major, Opus 96, by Dvorak, much better known by its nickname of the American String Quartet. from 3 summers ago in Topeka, the Sunflower Music Festival, playing the String Quartet No. 12 in F, Opus 96 by Dvorak, much better known by its nickname of the American String Quartet. Well, next on Kansas Public Radio, Bach wrote a Christmas oratorio with different parts to be sung on different Sundays, and actually, we'll hear part one next. It wasn't meant to be heard until midnight on Christmas Day itself. But let's listen to it now. Bach called it Christmas Oratorio Part 1 for the first day of Christmas. It's JAG, John Elliott Gardiner, and his English Baroque soloists and the Monteverdi Choir on KPR. We've been listening to some great music by Johann Sebastian Bach. His Christmas Oratorio, it has many parts to it that are supposed to be done on different days of the year. That was part one, so we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but it's written for the first day of Christmas. And the first day it was performed was actually at midnight on Christmas Day itself. That's Bach, John Elliott Gardiner, the English Baroque soloist and the Monteverdi Choir, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Let's take a peek at Jeff Watson's playlist. Let's see what he's got coming up in just a few minutes. Listen for John Rutter's Christmas Lullaby, and then the Roses of Christmas Waltz by Waldteufel, some fantasy pieces by Schumann, and an English carol melody coming up. Also, some party music, the Overture to Die Fledermaus, and all kinds of classical treats. Classical music continues with Jeff Watson from noon to 3, as usual, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Check our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You want to know what's going on in the world, not just the politics and breaking mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition with the KPR host, Matthew Algio. Every morning it's on between 5 and 9 on Kansas Public Radio. You know, it's kind of a warm-up show for classical music. It's 12 noon. Stay tuned for more classical music, as we mentioned. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus, you can hear the very same thing if it comes in better through KANH and KANH HD1 serving the Emporia area through 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Live from NPR News, I'm